And a happy Wednesday to all who celebrate it, Hank fans, family.
It's why we love today.
16th day of the fourth month of 2025, 106 in, 259 left. Good Friday is Friday. Easter is Sunday.
Aw.
WrestleMania is Saturday and Sunday. And Willie's favorite day is also Sunday, too. It is 19 days until Cinco de Mayo. It is 25 until Mother's Day.
Aw.
National Eggs Benedict Day.
Do you like the Eggs Benedict?
When I'm feeling kind of...
fancy?
Snooty, yeah, a little
yeah.
bit. I will. It, you know, the English muffin factor and...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go English muffin already, you're feeling a little special that Sunday.
Yeah, it's the only way I like the English muffin. In any other context, it's the only way I eat it.
Yeah, unless you incorporate, like, other British things like marmalade, which you'll buy and you'll use once and it'll sit in your fridge for 3.5 years.
Yeah, it's kind of like the tartar sauce.
I have so many things like that. Like mint jelly. Like,
did you get that? Did you make lamb chops?
It was a girlfriend thing.
Oh, really?
I'm never going to use it. It's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Dang it.
We encourage this. We did not participate, unfortunately. It is World Semicolon Day.
That's very nice.
Or semicolon.
Yeah, I think that's in reference to mental health. It's just a period in your life. You can keep going.
It's not not your bowel region? Okay. That'd be full colon.
No,
full colon
that's
day.
Completely
and that
different.
Is,
yeah.
That is not what we
ask
celebrate.
Ask Mark Phillips.
Yep. National Bean Counters Day.
Oh, they're finally getting the day off after tax day.
Only 4 of them left up there, as we learned yesterday. National Librarian Day. Sorry. And it is Flat Stomach Appreciation Day.
I remember that. Now I have children.
Why are you judging us, days of the year? On this date in history, things happen. It was 1818. The U.S. border with Canada is established when the U.S. Senate ratifies the famed Rush-Bagot Treaty. Or Bago. Or
MAGA.
I'm not sure.
No, that's a little later in
history. So happy birthday, Canada. On this date in 1947, the zoom camera was invented.
Hello.
The lens. There's looking at you, kid. Okay, that's the camera. 1964, the Rolling Stones released their debut album titled The Rolling Stones.
Those kids are going places.
And they're doing okay. 1999, the great one. It's an interesting day in history for a lot of famous people in sports to call it quits. Wayne Gretzky announces his retirement in 1999. 2003, Michael Jordan plays his last ever NBA game. It was 2009. John Madden announces his retirement from broadcasting.
That's well, folks. Aces the place.
And 2013, his longtime compatriot there in the booth, Pat Summerall, North Texan, passes away. It was on this date, 2007, the Virginia Tech massacre occurred. Ugh. Of course, South Dallas yesterday. That was a scary scene over there. Bless them. And on this date, 2019, Kelsey Ballerini inducted as the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Aww.
Wednesday birthday cakes, we have Chance the Rapper. Not to be confused with, say, Chance the Starbucks employee.
Or the gambler.
Anything. 32. Akon, remember him? 52.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Billingsley. Is 54.
Who is that?
Ralphie in A Christmas Story.
Ah, gotcha.
John Cryer is 60 today.
What? Ducky?
Ducky, yep. Martin Lawrence is 60 as well. Ellen Barkin, greatness, 71. Bill Belichick is 74. No, 73 today.
He's the guy that's dating the really young girl, and now he's in North Carolina.
He also won, like, 17 Super Bowls. But, yes, his claim to fame now is his 24-year-old girlfriend.
Her name is Jordan.
He's 73. And then the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 78. Soggy for the Easter egg hunting that Morgan.
Hey,